So obviously you've been in this position for a long time. How do you rank seniority wise? Is there anybody that's been driving here longer than
you? Oh my, yes. I'm 18 seasons. We've got Bruce Geraldine. We got several people over 30 years.
So what kind of stands out is some of the interesting people and animal encounters you've had over
the people. You know, it's kind of hard to say with them sometimes. You get really good, a whole full bus. Like today was a full bus of people that were very good. They're just, you know, they're friendly and they're into the outdoors, and those are the ones that I prefer to have versus people who aren't into the outdoors that get on a bus.
Yeah, this is just like something they were told to do in Alaska.
Yeah, and they think it's a animal park versus a national park, and get disappointed when they don't see animals. That's kind of hard to deal with, but most people are they're mellow.
What are some of the coolest animal activities you've witnessed?
My favorite was back, I don't remember how many years ago, is when we had two black wolves, two males that came into the park, two brothers, and they stuck around for 3 or 4 years. And one season, they each, one had denned at the East Fork, the other denned over here off of Toklat. Trip around Polychrome Mountain, they were all out. So we counted almost 20 wolves in that stretch of road. Majority of them were black. And that was the coolest.
Does this summer stand out weather-wise?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, warmest, the coldest, the windiest, the driest.
The extremes.
And we're not even done yet. Hopefully we'll have some snow, because the snow is the best part.
Really?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It changes the whole aspect of the park. If you're ever lucky enough to know it's snowing in the park, like last year, September, we had 2 snow days that closed the road. It's beautiful. It's springtime this year. We had a lot of snow still around. And that was just as cool. You didn't want to see the snow melt. It was that pretty. Otherwise, it's dark brown stuff.
So you like the swing seasons?
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming up. Fall season's going to hit pretty soon. That's, you know, you drive all season just for the fall season. You know, blueberries came out early. The colors will be coming. And hopefully the wind will die down and cooperate and not blow it all off and get rid of it for us, which usually happens.
In your mind, like, how do you reconcile this being a wilderness area with, like, motorized traffic and roads?
I ignore it. When I travel out here, when I'm with people, I kind of look at the park and see what it would be like without the human part of it. You know, I don't want to see any roads. Imagine it, what would be like the first person to come walking through here. I mean, literally walking through here, you know, the aspect of no road, no bus, no transportation, no planes, and what it would be like. And then when you look at the scenery going back, you take out the road and imagine what it was like 10,000 years ago when glaciers were around. So that's how I deal with it.
They're thinking of doing a similar system in Yosemite National Park. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a great idea to get people, more people in with less traffic. And as you can see, they started this in 72, which is just amazing to me that they thought of it that long ago, and more places haven't tried it. Because Grand Canyon try to get away from it, but they went with it, and I think it's a good idea. It's frustrating to be on a bus letting somebody else do the driving for you. I'm not a big fan of sitting on a bus all day long, so you got to know how to work the system as far as being on a bus for what you want to do and knowing when to get off and just enjoying the outdoors. Mm-hmm. But it does help. I would hate to see this place when there's everybody's in their own car during road lottery. It can be a little hectic. You can see it on the pavement when it's moose jam time. During the season, it's not very good. So this helps people from being, just helps them.
Helps them.
Leave it at that.
Hey, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks.